The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is COVID-19 help for real estate investors. But before I get started, I'm checking in with you guys like I always do, just to see how you're doing. I hope you guys are safe. I hope you guys are healthy and doing well. I know there's been so much in this last couple of months here. It's just been crazy, and I think we've all been impacted in many different ways, but I know there are those that are out of work and dealing with some pretty serious issues. But don't lose heart, you guys. This too will pass, and there will be some good things ahead. I'm confident of, but you know, we've just got to get through this rough spot. Just again, want to encourage you. I know that investing activity is probably at a standstill. I think it might be even in the back of a lot of people's minds as they're trying to just deal with the day-to-day survival stuff. So again, I want to encourage you, let you know I'm praying for you, and I'm looking forward to things changing here. So let me go ahead and get started here. Oh, before I move into our topic, I have just a quick little thing for you. You know, those of you that are active investors that are especially in other states, you may be using property managers or thinking about using property managers. Today's tip is 4 essential reports you need to track your property manager's performance. This is some stuff that can help you out. You know, as your property manager is a key person, but when you're not around, you know, they know you're not around, and sometimes it's tough to keep them accountable. And these reports are one of those ways that you can help to do that better and to track their performance and evaluate them. Some people even give bonuses to their property managers when they are very good at sticking to some of these reports and the data that comes from them. So first thing, a key thing is just your P&L, your profit and loss statement. Really important. You need to get one every month, and it tells you basically your income and your expenses. And this is something that I would say we should be able to get at least by the 10th of each month. By then, we have a pretty good idea of, and by then, everyone should have paid their rent. And as we're, you know, moving again through this COVID period, this is really a key thing to be able to track. So make sure that you get that profit and loss every month. Second thing is the check register. So the checks are being written to pay for bills pertinent to your property, whether it's a lawn care service or whether it's a utility. The property managers are writing checks for those things, and you want to see the check register each month and to be able to see where money is being spent and the cash flow relevant to those things. An occupancy and traffic report. Now, normally people ask for like a rent roll, but I think this is a little bit more helpful because it'll tell you a lot more. Not only, you know, who who's there and who's not in terms of like on a rent roll and what they're paying in rent. But you also get a better idea of, you know, marketing campaigns and how successful your efforts are to get those new tenants in. It'll tell you things like, you know, when it's empty, rent ready, and which ones are not. And the worst thing is, you know, to have a vacancy and then not have a rent ready, you know, unit for them to move into. So you can create this yourself. Just do an Excel spreadsheet and you can customize it to what your needs are. But each row is the day of the month and each column includes the number of calls, number of showings, number of applications sent out, leases signed, follow-ups, referrals, leads from ads that you may have rent, you know, maybe it's Craigslist or maybe it's apartments.com, leads from signage, leads from walk-ins, and leads from, you know, any kind of special offers you may have had. So those are, you know, a great thing to be able to track too. And then the fourth thing is a maintenance or work order report. This is a, you know, a great thing to be able to track, you know, what kind of calls are you getting and, you know, what kind of repairs are being made. It also may also help you find problems that you're having maybe with plumbing or electrical that you need to address as well. So that was the tip for today. Sorry, it's a little long tip, but the real important stuff. You know, property managers are critical for out-of-state investors. And if you can't, you know, keep them under control, then you're going to have problems. Let's move into our topic. COVID-19 help for real estate investors. As all of you've been hearing, there's a lot of different things going on out there. There's a something called the CARES Act, which is part of the U.S. government's $2 trillion stimulus package, which are probably going to be four by the time this is out. There's going to be $4 trillion. Who knows what the amounts are actually going to end up being? But it's in the CARES Act. There's everything from forgivable loans to retirement funds access. The legislation is unprecedented, and every eligible real estate professional should know, really, at least know that these programs are available to help you out. So I was just going to touch on some of them, and I'm not going to hit on everything in the time we have here, but basically the key ones. And the first part of the CARES Act is talks about the retirement access. Now, this is a great thing to know about. Very few people are talking about it, but the impact of is really unprecedented in terms of the fact that you can now access your retirement funds without that penalty. Now, this is pertains mainly to those that are not 59 and a half yet, but even for those that are older than 59 and a half, then can take their distributions without being penalized, there's some benefits in this too. So the legislation basically says that you can withdraw up to $100,000 as a distribution, and this is prior to the age of 59 and a half, without that 10% penalty, early withdrawal penalty. So that's great to be able to have access to that. Now, are they waiving the tax liability? No, but what they are doing is they're saying that you don't have to pay the tax liability the first year or the year that you take it out or the following year. They'll be spread over a 3-year period, which is really, really great. And if, you know, again, you're a regular contributor to your IRA, what have you, say you and your wife contribute to your IRA or 401k, you're eligible for up to $200,000 as opposed to just $100,000 for one person. So there's I'll have a link to a form. You need both a distribution form and a form W-4P. And there'll be a link there. So I also want to talk about the different types of retirement accounts. We talk a lot about the solo 401k account. This is helpful because, you know, it's an easier account to gives you access and flexibility. You usually have a checkbook associated with it. You don't have to go through the approval process, and everything is you control really how you spend those funds. That's a, you know, a good thing to have. With this legislation, they're increasing the amount you can borrow and this one allows you to borrow normally $50,000, but now you can borrow up to $100,000. So you have access to that $100,000 through your solo 401k, which is really great. And if you don't have a 401k or a solo 401k, I would get one. Even if you have a W-2 job, you can still have a solo 401k. And we have a show where we talk about this specifically, and I'll put a link to it so you can learn all about that. But it does give you a lot more flexibility. It also lets you contribute much larger amounts. There's some real benefits to it. Let me jump into part two of the CARES Act here, and that's the forgivable loans part. And I'm sure you've probably heard more about this than others. Now, I did not take advantage of the retirement fund benefit, but I did get involved with the forgivable loans, and one of which that I applied for was the EIDL. Now, in this one, you can get up to $10,000 advance in theory, and the original intent of this was for people to apply with the SBA, and then they would wire you, you know, a $10,000 check within 3 days. Well, that's not exactly what happened. In the first rendition of this, they basically paid $1,000 to businesses per employee up to 15 employees. In the new updated version of the CARES Act, it looks like they may fall back to the original plan. Keep in mind, if you don't have employees, if you're just a sole investor, well, you can at least get $1,000 for yourself, which is great. Really is a more of a grant than anything else, but because it's a forgivable loan. Now, there's also the PPP, which you probably heard, which stands for Payroll Protection Program. This loan is for employees with less than 500 employees, and it's supposed to apply not just to companies that have W-2 employees, but those have independent contractors as well. They can apply for what amounts to 2.5 months of last year's income. That income would have to be shown on some sort of government tax document, whether it's paying employees on the 940, getting a 1099, or Schedule C. It is forgivable if you use it to pay for things like utilities, your income, or your employees. Now, the hope is that it will be easy to follow the guidelines to do this. Now, there's been some pushback I've been hearing about with the 1099 employees. So, again, probably by the time that this comes out, there'll probably be changes still. But the PPP is something that we're eligible for. It does take it's considerable more paperwork. I did the EIDL all online, and I got it about 3 weeks later. So that worked pretty quickly. But it's usually you go through a community bank, or you can go to like a major bank like Chase or what have you, and they will have all of the. Some of it's online, but sometimes they want backup information to show hardship and to demonstrate, you know, your income and so forth. So that one is a little bit, it's a little bit more involved. Can you apply for both programs? Some people are wondering if you can apply for both the EIDL and the PPP. If you do the EIDL, then you must put that on your PPP. My suggestion would be if you have, you know, a decent income from your last LLC last year, from what you produced as a small business owner, then I would apply for the PPP only. But it is, like I said, it's more involved. The problem here is that, you know, they ran out of money really quickly at the first batch, and then they're doing another one and probably a third one. So, these are some of the things that you just want to be aware of you can tap into. And the part three talks about other things, the loan payment forbearance. And I think that it's very wise if you try to maintain as much cash as you can. If you can reduce your expenses, if you can even postpone your mortgage payments without getting penalized, that this would be a smart move to make. The loan payment forbearance, specifically for government-backed programs such as the FHA, VA, USDA, Rural, and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac backed loans, this applies to conventional loans as well. Most banks or private lending institutions do provide this. It's generally a 3-month delay on your payment, so either you don't have to pay anything or they will give you a reduced amount for a limited period of time. It really depends on the institution, but I went ahead and did this. Other banks and local lenders are also following suit. In many cases, they're tacking those on to the end of the loan, just adding to the principal balance. So there's not any penalties applied, but you're still going to have to pay what you're supposed to pay. Somewhat consider for your rental properties, especially if you have quite a few vacation rentals. Now, I got hit real hard on my Airbnbs. And I had to move pretty quick to try to turn things around. And now I'm finally starting to get bookings, but it's still at a lower rate than I had before. But it was it's real tough in that area. But since a lot of hotels have literally just shut down, more people are doing Airbnb. So we are, you know, picking up for the ones that we lost. So there are a lot of things you can do strategically there as well. Although not part of the CARES Act, credit card companies are also allowing for forbearance. And I've done this on a couple of cards too. I want to keep as much cash as I can. One, because I don't know if I'm going to need that cash to meet other expenses. Now we are in month two of receiving our rents. Our first month, we didn't have any problem at all. I haven't got the full report yet. It's only May 5th right now. So, sometimes it'll go till the 10th, but, it looks like we're going to have maybe slightly less. Now we have a lot of, agency, tenants and other people that are, their bills are paid automatically. So, that's been really good for us. But there are some others that are not getting, their income for one reason or another, but I have Social Security people. I have a number of people that get these regular government checks, and so we've been pretty good. But if we do start to see some other declines there, I want to be able to have cash if I need it, just to pack the reserve and to be able to be ready for whatever might happen. And then if you survive and you get through, the worst of this here, and real estate prices are attractive, you'll also have some money to do to invest with too. So it's a good idea just to keep the cash is if you can do it, and these programs do help you out. There are also emergency business loans at the state level. You might have some emergency business loans available. For example, in Florida, they have a $50 million emergency assistance business loan program that they normally would have for hurricane season. It's not a forgivable loan, and they went through like the $50 million extremely quickly, giving it to thousands of businesses, and a lot of people didn't get it. So they do have certain things like that. Unemployment is another thing. If you can file for unemployment and you qualify, sometimes you can do that as an independent contractor. If you qualify, then that may be another way to if you're facing some real tough difficulties there too. It's good to know these things too, to also help out your tenants too. If there are some people that are struggling and maybe they don't know what to do, maybe you can point them to some of the websites that we're going to have links to here to help them out. I know some people are making so much in unemployment, I think they tack on another $800 a week or something, that a lot of them aren't real motivated to get back to work, which isn't a good thing, but nonetheless, there are a number of things that you can take advantage of as a real estate investor. Now, you're probably going to get hit by a lot of loan companies right now are just almost coming under the guise of, this is a part of the CARES Act. But when you really dig in, you see it's just them, giving a hard money loan or something. So you be careful you don't get into any debt at this time that isn't forgivable, okay? Because right now, you don't need more debt, that's for sure. Well, that is it for today. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here today, including some of these links that I mentioned, can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dog's website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you are going to look for the show entitled COVID-19 Help for Real Estate Investors. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening. And may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.